So he's endured way worse than that.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like you would also have to like take that into account too. What else has been going on like behind the scenes? Like my,
I just don't know how I feel about standing up for the people you care about while you being end up being in the.
Yeah. Still got up there. He still made a public display of standing up for his wife. And but it.
Beep, boop, 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 boop. Beep.
Right. Welcome to another episode of The Awkward Tea Party, where Max and I essentially get to talk about whatever we want, pop culture, work, current,
whatever
anything
the fuck
we talk about and want to talk about. And today we have a special guest, Shinobu, here to slice and dice and make us look fly. If you guys are reading that, watching this live, and you see the title, a slap heard across the world, it should be pretty still up. Explanatory at this point, if you don't know what it is or you've been living under a rock, we're essentially going to be talking about Will Smith's slapping Chris Rock, but that's just like the surface level of it. There's so much more to unpack because we have our own group chat and we kind of like, I was talking to them individually. We have our own thoughts about it. Oh, yeah.
There's a group chat?
Yeah, shoot.
I'm in it.
A Demon Slayer. But yeah, it's been very interesting hearing the different perspectives. We had another friend that I think would have been a great add to this, but hopefully she responds to us and she can join us later on the show. But I think just hearing the perspectives has been very fascinating. It's relative to everyone's perspectives. I think based off what he did, he made the best choice he can at that moment. And there's a lot of perspectives on it, and I could see both sides because it's like in my nature to see it. I guess we're going right into it. Like, on the one hand, like, I think this is just for me growing up with like anger and violence, and I just grew try not to resort to hitting people right off the bat. But then again, just to preface this. At all for towards everything, there's a lot of context that I don't know. There's a lot of context that we don't, that we're, everything is just speculation, and everything that we're sharing here is just like what would we have done, and not saying that what he should have done. He made his own choice based off his own thoughts, where he is at that moment and how things are. But for me, like, my speculation and me wanting to resort to hitting anyone last, I honestly would have preferred. I'm just going to take it into my own thing now. I'm not going to try to prescribe what he should have done when he did his own action already. But if I would put in that situation, what he caught, I 1,000% believe that he should have stood up for his wife. And I agree. And that's not to negate the perspective of like Black women in general. None of us are that. So I can't speak on that perspective, but this is just, again, coming from my perspective. I 1,000% agree that he did the right thing in the sense of standing up for his wife, even in a public sense, because there's a very good, interesting point that Lauren had brought up. Like, if this was just a regular guy in front of his homies and they talk shit about if any of my friends talk shit about any one of you, I would be upset. And I remember in the Philippines, one of my cousins were just crossing the line about saying certain things, and I got visibly upset. I do my best to, again, to not resort to any violence, because it just, like, for me, it feels like a downward spiral of other things. But that could have been an opportunity for a way of something else, of communication. I think, Max, you shared something from, I forgot, who was it?
It was Bob the Drag Queen.
Bob the Drag Queen of, yeah, like, communication, using your, in a sense, your words to communicate out of respect to what you're feeling, drawing boundaries, because especially watching Philip DeFranco today, I feel like the way it was done, it's like, keep my wife's everything out of your mouth. He just became sorry.
Anyway,
the benefits of living on a main street. But yeah, anyways, it's what was I saying? I lost my train of thought because of that.
Using Philip DeFranco.
Oh, yeah. Because he said that, keep my wife's name, all that stuff, he became an open target for all comedians. And he can't go out and just slap shit out of everybody, because obviously, one, that's you're going to end up hitting with assault charges. It just, It perpetuated more of what he didn't want. And then, yeah, which for me, what do you call it? If done, I guess, in the quote unquote peaceful manner or
through PR friendly.
Talking it out, yeah, PR friendly, I feel like it would have prevented that because he's like, he spoke up against his wife, called it out as what it is, drew the line, and boom, who knows? He probably still would be called out for it from all the comedians and all this other stuff. But yeah, I just don't know how I feel about standing up for the people you care about while you end up being the
mom. Yeah. Okay. So for context, what Bob the Drag Queen said was Will Smith, if he felt so compelled to walk up to Chris Rock in the middle of his monologue, fine. But instead of slapping him, grab the microphone and say, my wife is alopecia. This is a very sensitive subject. Please stop and apologize to her right now. And then he still got up there. He still made a public display of standing up for his wife. And but it wouldn't have been this. It wouldn't have been a PR nightmare. He wouldn't have martyred himself for it.
Yeah. And then even then, like with that, he wouldn't know it. I'm getting a couple of messages from Facebook already, but we'll get to that. Even with that, handling affairs privately instead of like in public would prevent other people just being in the crosshairs. In terms of that, I feel like it's similar to how when influencers have beef with each other and they do nothing but talk shit to each other on Instagram
on Twitter
or on YouTube, but they do not actually have the conversation off camera where it can be resolved without causing any controversy. Mm. Unless you're trying to leverage controversy in the sense of trying to build up your brand, like how I think Kim K is a master at, but as an example, but to prevent a PR nightmare or even career suicide, that could have been prevented. I side on this in the sense of yes, stand up for your wife, stand up for the people you care about, especially when it's about a sensitive matter. But I also am not a fan of you needing to sacrifice yourself. It's absolutely not necessary. Because I think there's alternatives before resorting to that.
Because for me, it's not even about like violence and stuff. As someone who regularly chooses violence, I said this could have been a conversation. Will Smith, like these people are not regular people. And that was not a regular setting. This was very public. They are very public figures. This was live. And I feel like a different set of rules apply to them when it comes to like stuff like this. Because again, like if these are regular people, we were just all hanging out and someone said something about either of you and I saw that you weren't happy about it, I would have said something or done something. Here's the thing. I would have used your reaction as a gauge for how I would react. Like if you were visibly upset about it, crying, walked out, then yeah, I'm punching someone in the dick. But if you were just, because the way Jada looked and reacted, she just looked annoyed and over it. I mean, I'm not about to like dive into what she was actually thinking, but like she looked annoyed. And like, if you were just annoyed, I'd probably have been like, dude, shut the fuck up. And that's it. Or I would have looked just as annoyed and not amused and not given him the satisfaction of a laugh.
Yeah.
I think people said it was an overreaction. I think it's a buildup of all the things said about him and his family and all that in like the public sphere that kind of probably built up and he lost control, which is not an excuse.
And I can relate to that in terms of losing control and resorting to violence, which is why like for me, I'm aligned with him like standing up, but the way it was done, no, because for me, I ended up in jail because of it. It's a shame because it happens to the best of us. And like, as I see Will be like prior to this, like he had all these like kind of motivational type of content. I will die on this treadmill and all this stuff. You won't outwork me and all this stuff. And it negates that this one action negates a lot of the good he's done, which is unfortunate because it's going to be a while to build it up in the public hemisphere. And then for me, it's like, even though there's probably a lot of nuance to it, but for others who don't have a lot of awareness or unaware, I feel like that sends trying to raise Jordan up, that to me says it's okay to hit people if you disagree with them. And that's not what I'm about. I would have to add on to the explainer of like, he stood up for something, for someone, something that was said being wrong. Someone saying not nice things about someone he loves. But again, it still doesn't justify the action. Yeah. Cleet, my youth minister on Facebook, Will Smith is a double-sided sword. He's bringing up the fact that he laughed. And then after his wife, that kind of rolled her eyes. Like within that, those cuts, he laughed. And then he saw his wife. And I feel like that happens a lot with guys. Like, ha, ha, ha.
He's like,
No, my girlfriend did not approve of this joke. And then he does something about it. And I feel like I think some people are trying to make the point of like, why was he laughing? And like, then and all he's laughing and then he changed. And then all of a sudden he's mad. As humans, like, we can change our minds.
He could laugh to just be polite about it. And then he was like,
And then as humans, like when there's new information present, like we change our attitudes. Yeah, like he might have thought of as genuine funny, new information. Oh, my wife did not find that funny. Okay, cool. Now there's probably this internal dialogue happening that he should do something about it. So it's not so much like I feel like it's interesting that we have to like be like, you made this, you have to be that. It's okay to, I think, change stances when new information is given to you. So just because you found it funny 1 second doesn't mean he has to keep thinking it's funny. And then, because then that's now an insult to his wife. Why aren't you laughing? It was a great joke, huh? Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm going on and on, but like, do you got what else, Lauren or Max?
I actually, like, there's a lot of things on my mind because I think our focus is heavily on Will Smith, of course, because he slapped Chris Rock, which sucks. Because I'm thinking about the entire situation. I'm thinking about, okay, you're at the grand event. There's Chris Rock, like he's a comedian. Yeah. And that's what he does. Like he tells jokes and shit like that. And then there's Jada, who the joke was about her. And I've been like reading, I've obviously seen so many people's perspectives like just tried to look at what people are saying, what they think. This is one thing I thought, like for Chris Rock to, because Emory, we had this conversation like, he's a comedian. He makes commentary about people, period. For me, like, as a performer, I would want to do a little bit more research on the people who I'm talking about. Mm. Just because, one, it's the Oscars. So you have your audience. Also for me, as someone who's done like cosplay and done like performed as characters, I do my due diligence to research who I am, and my audience, and how I can do the best and perform, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And like one thing that you said was like we're gonna make commentary on or like we're comedian, that's their shtick.
Yeah.
Like I think your source material I don't think that should be your source material. Does that make sense? Maybe it was a funny joke, but also you should probably be doing your research about who you're talking about and what might be a sensitive subject, because she's posted about that very heavily about her and alopecia. Mm-hmm. So for me, I'm like, okay, well, I was talking to one of my nurses about it, and she's a Black woman, and she was like, yeah, if someone said that about me, like, her husband's like, no, it is no question. I would have hit him too. But of course, that's another perspective. And of course, not all of us get the luxury of getting to be in one of the situations. Another thing that I thought was like, yeah, he slapped him, but how far away do you have to be to walk all the way on stage, walk up to him, and then maybe process that?
Maybe,
Yeah.
He was sitting up front, but that catwalk was long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That catwalk was hella long.
Okay, like, hey man, what you doing? At the same time, it's like, okay, you're probably just trying to roll and do your performance. Keep going. You have something to say. Go ahead.
Oh, no, because he might have made that decision by the time he sat up and got up and started walking. Because I have had many moments where I didn't care if it was like an hour ago. I've walked from my high school back to my home, like which is about like a quarter of a mile, with the full intent of beating my brother's ass. So because,
you know,
he hung up on me on the phone.
Relatable.
So I'm like, so if once that decision was made in his head, that walk was just more like an echo, more of an echo chamber, what maybe of what he wanted to do. And it might have been worse, might have been just, But
another thing, in addition to, if you're a comedian, probably do a little more research about the people you're talking about, so you can maybe decide if something that you're going to say is, or like, and everyone's going to think something about your jokes, no matter what, but there, I think there's a different, it's different if you're talking about something, like talking about someone's weight, or like talking about like things that people can't control, that I don't, personally, I don't think that should be joked about.
I agree with that. Like, there are certain things that are off and should be off limits. And I think the thing that for me, I'm just like going to being humans, and like, we have our own busy ass lives. And to him was probably another gig. He didn't, and he was, I would assume that he didn't have time to even do any research, because him being a celebrity, he's probably busy doing other things or just doing whatever the fuck he wants. I don't know. I can't say what his schedule is, but it's like
he's also hosted the Oscars, and he hosted it back in 2016. And also he made a joke about Jada then too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You're right.
So like, if you're like, so this is like a second time, and it's like, why is it so easy for you to joke about, or for that to be, you're at the Oscars, and again, you are choosing to make a joke about another Black woman. Mm-hmm. At the Oscars again? I don't know. Like, you think maybe you learn from the first time. But I don't think that's cool.
No, it's not.
Yeah. That's the thing, especially with one has such celebrity, they don't have exactly their people to call them out in a sense, but they were more filled with their own ego. But again, that's just an assumption, and I agree that isn't cool if that was the feedback and you ignored the feedback. And just to share another perspective, because I don't know, it's in my nature to share, to go see both sides, but I worked with a comedian whose whole 1 hour show was about just reading people on the fly.
Also, it's in crowd work.
Yeah, just all crowd work. So and maybe just to speculate on it, like, it wasn't so much. And I think that's the thing with comedy. I'm not a comedian, but it's like they try to say things that probably, like, not everyone would say, but they would find funny. But sometimes it's a really hard miss, and someone gets hurt. And like, I've made jokes, because you guys know how my humor is off camera, and then I've had my instances of making someone cry, and I have to own up to that and apologize and recalibrate where I or and how I showed up. But anyways, going back to this comedian, like, his was very much like he would see a person, talk about them, find something to relate about it, and then somehow make it relatable in a grander sense. Does that make sense? Say, for example, hey, you're a Filipino, it's such and such and such. What is your mom like? Such and such. Oh, Filipinos up in here. Yeah, Joe Coy does this as well.
Yeah.
We make it all.
Hospitals are empty right now because you're all here. Something like
that. Things like that. It's not so much to defend how Chris Rock did it, but it's just more to bring, I guess, that other comedians do it, but not in the level of, I guess, what he did. But I think, but it's also like, did he know? Did he not know? That kind of thing. Because he was probably trying to do a little bit of like, oh, I can probably put a little joke here that might or might not. I don't know. Maybe try to, but who knows?
But also, Jada Pinkett Smith was not the first bald-headed woman to show up at a red carpet anyway. So why her? Why now?
That's fair. Yeah.
I think also on the flip side of that is that, like, you gave the example of Joe Coy. Oh, the hospitals are empty because you're all here. And I think like the delivery of the joke for it to be like uplifting, that's like way different.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, you're stereotyping Filipinas as nurses. And as someone whose mom and other aunt, and also who works with all
my own
nurses.
My own little brother. My cousin like just graduated.
It is a positive stereotype.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah. 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 So, it is. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when we would say it was more like a direct attack at her, yeah. Then it just didn't land, you know, whether he knew it or not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's just, I don't know. The other things I'm thinking about is I think the main position that I've been putting myself in is how would I have handled that? Without putting my own way of providing on the line while at the same time doing the right thing. And it's hard, especially when you're in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Yeah, I think that's how, honestly, I would try to resort to it. Obviously, if it keeps happening, things would have to be handled in private because I'd much rather away from public limelight. But yeah, how would you, if you were Will Smith, what would you guys have done?
Like same setting, Oscars, spouse.
Or either or.
Or I think, whatever.
Yeah, either or.
Because the setting changes the rules. In a sense, setting changes the rules. Okay. Again, if we were just all chilling, whatever, just hanging out, it's already a private matter that's already being handled privately. Whether or not I hit them, it's already been handled privately.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A setting like the Oscars is changes the rules. It's on TV. You're in front of your peers, and an entire academy that decides the fate of your eligibility for the next year.
Yeah,
and to get more gold stars for acting or whatever the fuck.
Yeah,
and so I'm just go ahead.
I think also because Will Smith is Black and also Chris Rock is Black, that also is a factor at the Oscars. Is a factor in itself that's going to change the consequences of how it's perceived down the line.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like. It's hard to fathom for me in the past. I have gotten angry at people. The only point that I've gotten to where I actually hit someone, it took me a very long time for it to get there. So if for something physical to happen for me, I know it's been simmering for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And same, that is weird because I know there's the setting of what would I have done. At the same time, I'm also thinking I think how the consequences of it after would also dictate what I'm doing too.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
because even though you're in the moment and sometimes you don't think about the consequences after, a little part of you kind of does.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
there's always that quick flash of shit. What if?
Yeah. At the same time, I think if he decided and he took that entire walk to be yo, this is happening. He's been around the community and around for a really long time, in the public eye for a long time. So he's endured way worse than that.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like you would also have to take that into account too. What else has been going on behind the scenes? My life is so public.
Exactly.
It kind of sucks, you know?
Yeah, it goes to feel like maybe the issue really wasn't the issue. Maybe it's just just the strong
build up into
everything else. Especially with what people have been commenting, calling him all these other things such as about August and everything, and I'm for me it's if I remember correctly, because I don't really follow the relationship, is it's irrelevant to me, but it's an open relationship, but the thing is what's happening is he's getting attacked for it.
Yeah.
So, and I'm because I can only imagine how long you have to be the bigger person until things just how, unless I don't know how, until things I guess, blow up. Mm-hmm. But then that begs the question, like, was, I'm sure he has his own way of processing what was happening that day, what was in his mind. There's no, even, like I said, it gets the best of us. Because, yeah. And it shows to me that, especially them being public, that they have an open relationship, that society has their own thoughts of what that is. And
yeah, when the Red Table Talk, where they discussed it, where they discussed it and basically resolved it publicly, at least the one thing that, like, Will Smith was getting attacked for was his masculinity.
Yes.
It's like, oh, you're just gonna let her do that? It's just like, he was like, yeah, that's the point.
That's the part of the whole, like, again, the whole society, and then the whole toxic masculinity thing, or limiting of, like, assuming they're just projecting that he's less of a man because they have this arrangement, this agreement.
Well, he said once in an interview that their promise to each other was that they were going to deliver themselves to each other happy. Mm. That's it.
Yeah.
My mom was watching Extra upstairs the internet was down.
Okay, from YouTube, Will Smith was out of control. He ruined Oscars for millions of people who got the enjoyment of the show. I could see that too. It what he did overshadowed all the.
Yeah, it made it awkward the whole night
as well.
It overshadowed the wins of some, like, pretty historic wins from that night.
Because
mm-hmm. people were talking about, like, Will Smith, and then you had Ariana DeBose, like, being the first queer woman of color to win, like, Best Actress.
Yeah,
and like, best actress, best supporting actress.
And how awkward it was to not long after to accept an
award. For him to win.
So then I don't know. He was trying to use, I think, the character he played as a metaphor to what he did. But I think the family came out with a statement that they don't condone
violence. Oh, yeah, they didn't condone what he said, yeah.
But I also think that would have been maybe an equally powerful opportunity for him to actually speak up and maybe take ownership of the action. Instead of just acknowledging the Academy and trying to indirectly acknowledge what he did.
Yeah,
it's interesting because it's like
he danced around it a little bit during his acceptance/non-apology speech, but also like there was a statement that got put out yesterday, I think, or today,
was a
public apology. I don't know. It still reads like a YouTuber apology to me, which means nothing.
I have a question. Behind closed doors, even though he issued a public apology, one, do you think he's sorry? And two, how do you feel about if he is or is not sorry?
Do I think he's sorry? And two, what was the second question?
How would you feel about him actually being or not being sorry?
I think he's sorry for the PR nightmare he's in. That's it.
One of those sorry you got caught kind of things.
Yeah. But do I care if he's sorry or not? I'm indifferent because it's not my life.
That, and also I feel like there's already a bunch of people publicly excusing him. Like, he's Will Smith anyway.
Yeah.
It's one of those. It's like, he's Will Smith anyway. He'll bounce back.
Yeah, it's not
like, which is not a healthy thing. So it's just not like a good thing, because all of this, like, I brought up YouTubers, like all these YouTubers, every single time hand out these like empty apologies and they get forgiven, or some of them just disappear for a little bit and then poof, Shane Dawson's uploading again.
Oh yeah, or like, yeah, and then the thing with, I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt because he said he's done a lot of the self work. I'm gonna assume he's gonna try to do self work, but is he really? Was it more like he finally got the release that he wanted? Maybe, but yeah, I mean, in terms of the apology, I haven't read it yet, so I can't really comment on anything. So,
read like a YouTuber apology.
YouTuber apology, as in like, I'm gonna learn. I'm gonna lay low for a bit. I'm gonna reflect.
That's very Korean celebrity, specifically Korean celebrity apology.
I feel like that's...
There's always the self-reflection. I'm gonna lay low for a little bit and then come back.
I feel like that's a...
That's like pretty standard for famous person.
The standard famous apology. Okay, so John Driver, Cleetson, says paper beats rock every time. Cleet saying truly empty apology. So...
What do you think is, like, for people who have, like, this sort of thing where, like, something happens? I'm trying to think of an example. But like, Chris Brown and Rihanna. Mm. Obviously, yes, that's a different situation. But at what point, what is an acceptable apology? And then what happens after?
I've thought about that. Like, what would I, like, if I were in the public eye and I did something like that, I would show that I'm doing something. If I were Chris Brown, I would have enrolled into anger management 52 weeks and domestic abuse 52 weeks to show that I'm
donated a buttload of money to charities for abused women.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then try to like actually learn from it. Words can be empty. Yeah. Actions speak louder than words, and you better show up into those actual, show that you're trying to make a change. Donate to the charities, go to these, take classes, show that you're doing the work to be better. And it might be considered a charade or just trying to show off and try to save yourself, but at least for me, I'm something. Trying to show that I'm doing the work. Mm-hmm. To maybe, I don't know, maybe I would share what I learned that day from the session. Mm-hmm. Because when I was going through my 52 weeks of everything, I found those lessons valuable. And I feel like if someone were to truly show their say that they're sorry, they would show that they're doing it, not just say, hey, I'm going to be better, and you're not.
Yeah.
And then that's the most annoying thing, because you're not being your word. You're just being a liar. You're not trying to be better. You're just trying to get away with it. Mm-hmm. So like with Chris Brown, 52 weeks anger management, 52 weeks domestic violence, individual therapy, 52 weeks. And what do you call it? Donate to charity because he has that money to. And then, mm-hmm. and even more so, maybe if, because me being a content creator, interview people, survivors of it, listen to their story, maybe group therapy. Because one of the things when I was in doing anger management, I did group therapy, and hearing other people's stories gave me perspective. Domestic violence, I was in that for 52 weeks. That gave me a lot of perspective. And then, and it also depends on the openness of the individual.
Yeah.
Because some people can go to this and be like, it's their fault that I'm here. It's their fault, rather than being receptive to the other lessons in that same place. So, yeah, I would take heavy action.
Mm. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. At this point, I don't know what Will Smith right now could do besides literally just try to have a private conversation with Chris Rock and then just say, we're good, we're cool, or we're not friends anymore.
Yeah,
one of those. Like, it just needs to happen one way or another. And then you can do some other more like public things, like, yeah, maybe he could go through some sort of therapy. Maybe he is in therapy.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's rich. But like at this point, I think him and like his PR people are like, scrambling to figure out what to do for him, because he's currently an Oscar winner, so he can't just disappear.
Yeah. And that's, I feel like that taints the victory. Yeah. So
there are other Oscar winners who have been accused openly of sexual assault, and they still have their Oscars. So
They have done worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't slap a peer on TV. They freaking Weinstein, man.
That's true.
He still has his Oscars.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's always, especially, I can't speak on behalf of Black people, but I know as people of color, there is always going to be a double standard.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And I can only imagine what it is for, I don't know. Do you think he should be, that the reward should be taken away from him from due to his actions?
Well, that's a precedent. Because if they do, they'll have to do it for.
Babe, I can't come closer.
They'll have to, because if they do rescind that particular Oscar, they'll have to. It sets precedent that they'll have to do it for offenders that are a lot worse.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. And so like
at this point, they won't.
Yeah. It all sucks.
I mean, Whoopi Goldberg is on the was on that board, and there's definitely good. She said on The View again. I watched Extra. Oh no! I think she said something about there's going to be a discussion for sure, but she's confident that it will have nothing to do about rescinding that Oscar.
Mm.
I think there's something about him not being eligible for next year.
Yeah, I think it's definitely like trying to like separate the human from the fleet, saying regarding the thing about going to 52 weeks, saying that's a good direction, better than saying sorry and then doing nothing, which most do. And he said that they all need therapy. Rebecca from YouTube saying, hi, just joining chat. Don't know if it's come up, but I think it's really sad that Will Smith attacked someone who grew up being bullied. Oh, so yeah. Mm. So Chris Paul. Yeah, it's, I can only imagine the emotions that Chris felt, but I do have to acknowledge how wonderfully professional, and he could have just walked away, he could have retaliated, but he brushed it off and he kept going. And in it, that just that act, not what he did, just the fact of, like, because as dancers we've had the moments of like making a mistake, I wardrobe malfunctions, the show must go on. I admired that part of just keeping it going despite shit happening.
Yeah.
What led up to it was is a different story.
Yeah. I've seen like a couple articles talking about that. And I think it's cool if you get slapped in the face and you're like, oh, I'm good. And then you just keep going. And then there's also like commentary of, I think one of the articles like said that the real victim here isn't either of them, it's Jada.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
One, because of course Will going to defend her says something. Yeah, he's defending his wife. And then also there's the other side of he's doing it because she can't defend herself. But that's an article. Yeah. And then there's the other side of the fact that Chris Rock like made the joke about her alopecia.
Mm-hmm.
And that already scratches the surface of Black women being the butt end of a lot of jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And just in general, like taking the disrespect everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it. I was like reading this article, I'm like, which is another reason why I know earlier before we even got on, we were like, oh, we should like actually invite Crystal to, I would love to hear like her opinion, especially I know recently like she cut her hair. Yeah. And
good soup,
bomb.
Good soup,
amazing. Looks
yeah,
amazing.
Good soup,
bomb.
Yep.
But like
the, ma'am, that like, jawline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like there's already there's so much depth in him making the joke, because there's so much history, like discrimination, and so much about Black women and their hair.
He helped make a film.
Yeah, you're
about
right.
Hair.
That's right.
About Black hair. It was called Good Hair, I think. It was animated.
I remember
yeah.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. So I heard how earlier I'm like, figure out what your source material is to make. I like, the more I keep thinking about this, I'm like, this was not good on like several different levels.
So many levels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and like, for Will, yeah, it's probably like in the moment, but as a Black person, you're probably thinking like, yo, like what the fuck? Like after the joke processes, you're like, and then you feel it on a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
Like it stirs something in you, and like, that's why I would love to hear her perspective.
Yeah, hopefully.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear
you. Did she text you yet?
Okay.
No, she hasn't texted me yet. I'm keeping an eye out, and I would love to have her on. But yeah, I would love to hear that perspective, because neither of us are from the Black community, and we would love to hear her, because there's definitely a lot of layers to that. Mm-hmm. Of which we don't know. And for me, even through this breakdown, it's like leading in a sense of, for me, learning something new about it, because because of what's happening, I'm learning about a perspective I didn't know about had this not happened. So who knows, maybe I would love to have her on.
Yeah.
Well, and also, okay, from the perspective of someone that gets semi-constantly gets comments about something I can't control. Technically, I can't control it. My weight. I get those all the time at home. And yeah, like every now and then, I feel like I just want to punch a bitch. And it definitely is a mental workout to not do that.
Yeah.
Or do other things. But it sucks to like get that constantly. And I get like, I like felt a lot for Jada at the time. And like the way that she just rolled her eyes looking annoyed and over it. That was an underreaction. That was a very underwhelming reaction. I'm pretty sure she must've been seething on the inside or seething or just incredibly upset or both. That was poise right there.
Yeah,
that was poise. I would have started swinging. I would have started crying. I would have walked out. Whatever. If someone said something about a part of me that I couldn't control.
Yeah, that. I guess the closest thing that we can probably relate to it is, titas and moms and all that just commenting about her weight during the holidays,
or like, during a funeral,
or during any of that. Because I remember my grandma, I forget what the saying is, you're getting bigger now,
but
it's different when you're growing up versus when you're an adult
that you've stopped growing.
Yeah. And I could, in that sense, I can relate, because I am personally self-conscious about my own weight. And when I hear my grandma saying that, or even worse, I remember going off on my grandma when she kept making comments about Jordan getting bigger, or even me. And I'm like, and then my grandma, like I just blew up on her, and then saying to stop making those comments. And she was just like, I'm just saying what it is. And then my mom had to in Tagalog say, like, you don't make these kinds of comments here in this kind of culture. It's rude. And I can, in that sense, I can further empathize with what Jada was feeling at that moment, because because it's the closest, like, I can now relate that of the unnecessary comments, whether you're guy or girl. I can only imagine how much more women get it from titas and all that shit. But I still, I've
or just
had
people
my,
in general making comments about our bodies.
Yes, here. Shit. I remember being made fun of for being short a lot, and I stopped growing in middle school.
Short king, what up?
yeah. Do you bring that up? Gave me a deeper level of empathy, or trying to understand how Jada was feeling, because I don't have alopecia. I'm also not a black woman, so I'm trying I'm trying to figure out how to relate. But in that sense, I do, of like unwanted comments about your appearance, of things you can't control, or can. But I mean, like, in terms of like my weight, I can control. Yes. But the things that she's going through, which is, which for me is what I'm going through, or what the comments I get, I feel like are smaller or don't compare what she may be dealing with on a daily, being that she's a celebrity. But at least for me, I feel like I can relate in some form now. Yeah, we've gone like 54 minutes in on this.
Yeah.
Anything you guys want to like keep still touch on?
At the end of the day, like, I think at the end of the day, I was thinking about this a lot over the past couple days. And then one side of me is, and then the other side of me is, other things to do. Use your mental headspace for other things.
Well, my initial reaction was like, because a friend of mine that like doesn't care about all this like celebrity shit like at all messaged me. He's like, hey, did you see what happened? I'm like, the fuck are you talking about? Why are you talking about the Oscars, you of all people?
So vague.
I'm like, why are you talking about, like, because he assumed that I would have seen it, because between me and him, I'm the one who would have seen it. I used to tune into the Oscars like all the time, like every year. Now I'm just bored because I'm not going to talk about how they treat animated films. Anyway, we talk about that. But I lost my train of thought. But yeah, like,
I at first didn't like care. I was just like, at this point, like my little tanky lefty was just like, ugh, whatever. It's just two rich people getting into an altercation on live TV, whatever. And then I was like, wait, there's something deeper here.
Yeah.
And then we dove deep and we haven't even, I think we're still only scratching the surface. We're just right
there. Yeah, and I thought this.
We tried to dive deep, but it's made out of a viscous jello. So we're just stuck there.
Yeah, and I just thought it would be fantastic to like hear the perspective from both of you, because I know my perspective, and then when we all started talking about it, it was like, oh wow, there's a lot. Like, there's only just this is just like scratching the surface. There's still Crystal's perspective, who I pray to God hops on.
Hello.
Here's the thing, though.
Crystal.
Okay, I'm just gonna. This is probably the most rated, most viewers that the Academy's ever seen in the past few years.
Fair.
And to me,
they haven't been interesting in so long.
Like, to me, what I'm thinking of, like, what are they thinking back then? I was like, are they like, yeah, that's bad, but then they're probably thinking like, how do we make more? Do we make Oscars like the Real Housewives?
Here's the thing. Jennifer Lawrence tripping to get an award twice. Like in two separate like Oscar ceremonies. That was organic. That was controversial. Like people were talking about it. I'm not controversial, but people were talking about it. It was talked about. Did anyone get hurt? No, maybe her knees, but like nobody's feelings got hurt.
Yeah.
Nobody's feelings got hurt. She tripped and fell. Everyone's just like, oh my God, she's so real. And then everyone's like, will she be nominated next? Will she trip again next year?
Do you know what? The whole
we need more Jennifer Lawrence.
I would love more wholesomeness, because the Korean Unnies, that one you showed me, it was the most wholesome reality TV show for how many episodes? No one ever tore each other down. They uplifted each other. They're vulnerable. Oh, am I good enough? No, you're not. You're freaming amazing. You're
good.
And imagine.
Like, it's like not, you know, it's what did she say? It's like, oh, I feel so bad. I brought us all down because I didn't practice. I didn't rehearse. But she was sick. People didn't know that. But like, I didn't rehearse. And they were like, it's fine. We're here now. We're practicing now. And
we're talking about like, Unnies for anyone listening in online.
Sister online. Slam Dunk season two specifically.
Yeah.
There's no season three.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I found that insanely entertaining.
Oh, I'm gonna watch that. I watch it for my mental health.
My thoughts like was like the whole like, is our craving for controversy, but I feel like how like the whole just it would just be nice to like somehow make more uplifting, wholesome content, because it's. I'm not as much as like I joke around too. I'm definitely of the camp of trying to lift others up more, rather than the expense of others. And that
joke. And like, once you see that like someone's getting like heavily affected, you pull back, you don't double down.
Yeah. And it's because then that's essentially just trying to build yourself up at the expense of others. Imagine what would that be if they would get more ratings? What would they be? Like, what maybe some sort of grand, crazy gesture? I don't know. They're all rich. How do you get even grander than that? Maybe, I don't know, some celebrity who's aware of some other celebrities' charity that they're afraid of, they're aware of. Oh, I accept this, but I'm also going to give $10 million to the other nominees' charities.
You know, give the Oscar to Andrew Garfield.